killers, murderers, decoding the crime verse.
911, what's your emergency?
Welcome to another episode of Decoding the Crime Verse, right here on Active FM. I am Nolzi Lee.
And I am Danny.
And this week we thought that we would just give up on our lives and call for death.
Yeah, so it's been a fun week.
Yeah. We are doing the FBI versus the CIA.
Yes. And turns out they actually have very, very different jobs.
Yeah.
Actually, quite different. I really thought that they were just... I thought the CIA was, like, a higher version of the FBI. Does that make
really?
Sense?
I didn't think that.
No, I really thought that, like... You got the
you
police.
You thought the CIA was higher than the FBI.
Yeah, no, listen. I thought, you know, like, you get the police, and then if a crime is really bad, it'll go to the FBI. But then if it's really, really bad, it'll go to the CIA.
Why would it go to the CIA?
I don't know. That's what they... It seems like in movies. I don't know. Guys, I'm sorry. I didn't know these things. Yeah.
I'm flabbergasted. I'm shocked. Well, yeah, no, they are. You could say, well, they deal with international stuff. So.
That is true, but like, I learned a lot. I did really learn a lot from this research because it turns out I just believed what the movies were feeding me, which was complete nonsense.
Yeah, me too.
So yeah, we'll look at the FBI first, and
yeah,
it was founded on the 26th of July, 1908. So quite a while ago. I mean, that's like 100 years old already. And
yeah.
FBI, if you didn't know, stands for Federal Bureau of Investigation. Yeah.
If you didn't know, who are you?
And their headquarters are the J. Edgar Hoover Building in Washington, D.C. I've been there. I've actually been outside this building.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I've been to Washington.
You were near the
Yes. I've been to Washington twice.
You were near the files. That always burns.
Yes. I've been there twice, and we walked past it twice. And it looks so plain. It's just like this gray building. And it doesn't even have, like, big signs that it's the FBI. And we walked past the entrance, and there were, like, all these cops. And I was like, yo, this is the FBI. I was like, it was so cool. The first time I saw it, I was, like, 14. And I was like, this is the coolest thing on the planet. I thought I was the coolest thing
right.
now that I'd been there. Then I find out how much evidence they lose. So, yeah. But
They
have 35... They have above 35,000 active agents currently.
I am one of them.
Me too. You've got 35,000 agents and you can't solve some of these crimes.
Exactly.
35,000.
Like, can we start firing people? Because honestly...
You're telling me, like, you have how many cold cases and you have 35,000 agents?
I'm sure it's not a requirement for the agents to close cases at all.
No. Oh, this one's too hard. I'm done now. So what does the FBI actually, what is the FBI? So this is from the actual official website. Okay. This is what they say they do. For me, it's loose evidence. No, I'm joking. So,
no, it really is. Loose evidence should be on the last line there.
So it says the FBI is an intelligence-driven and threat-focused national security organization with both intelligence and law enforcement's responsibilities. It is the principal investigative arm of the U.S. Department of Justice and a full member of the U.S. Intelligence Committee. The FBI has the authority and responsibility to investigate specific crimes assigned to it and to provide other law enforcement agencies with cooperative services such as fingerprint identification, laboratory examinations, and training. The FBI also gathers, shares, and analyzes intelligence both to support its own investigations and those of its partners and to better understand and combat the security threats facing the United States. That is a mouthful.
Do you know what disappointed me, though?
What?
about the FBI. You know how in movies,
despite the fact that they lose like, evidence,
suck. Yeah. Okay. Well. Yeah. The cops always like suck at solving the cases, and then the FBI agent comes and they're like, "We're taking over this investigation." And the cop is like, "Please, please, please!" And the FBI agent's like, "No, this is official." You know what I mean?
No, I know exactly what you mean. I know they don't come and just swoop in on your cases, which is
sad. That is so disappointing.
Their mission, they say, is to protect and defend the United States against terrorists and foreign intelligence threats, to uphold and enforce criminal laws.
I thought that was the CIA's job.
And apparently it's also their job. And to provide leadership and criminal justice services to federal, state, municipal, and international agencies and partners. That's their mission. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they investigate...
That's their mission, but do they complete their mission is the question.
Yeah, that's up for debate. But they investigate terrorism... public corruption, civil rights, organized crime, weapons of mass destruction, violent crimes, and white-collar crimes. Yeah. White-collar crimes is like fraud and stuff, nothing. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They investigate nothing.
Basically. Listen, this made them sound so, like, less epic than what they show in the movie.
I know. I know.
Like, what? Ugh. Then we found some interesting facts. So people are only removed from the most wanted list if they die or captured. So no matter how long, you will be on that list unless you die. It was originally called Bureau of Investigation. Then it became known as Division of Investigation. And then it became known as Federal Bureau of Investigation. I mean,
I'm glad they changed it.
No, imagine Division of Investigation, DOI. No.
Like, what is that?
Mm-mm.
No.
Then the FBI once spent 2 years investigating a song. Yeah.
A song.
Because we have so many cold cases, but we investigate a song. I'm just saying.
Okay, what was it about this song that they investigated?
I'm trying to think what this year, I think the
was
song
was like really bad lyrics, and they're like, we need to investigate how this person could write such bad lyrics.
I remember
lyrics.
There's a song in South Africa's history called Weeping that was banned because in the background they play the national anthem, or what's our national anthem today. And that song was banned during apartheid because it was a protest song. So there are songs that were like, are seen as terrorist, because that song was seen as a terrorist song.
2 years, one song.
I know that. I know. I was just explaining what it could have been.
35,000 agents.
Yeah. 2 years.
Yeah. That's just a lot.
The FBI have its own lingo. So, for example, brick agents are work on the streets. And an unsub means suspect. And apparently, they used to call female agents Betties. Because that's not stereotypical at all. I'm just saying.
Right.
You can read up a person FBI's personal file. You just have to request them. You can ask for your own file and read it.
Really?
Apparently.
Can I pretend I'm like DB Cooper or someone and be like, I want my file?
Can I tell you, I so badly want to request.
Me
I
want to
be like, I want to know.
Exactly.
Give me the information. And... I want to know these things. And then the last fact we have is that Walt Disney was an informant who handed over actors who were communist during the Cold War.
I always knew I didn't That's like Walt cool. Disney. There was always something about Walt that I
doesn't like the Queen, doesn't like Walt Disney. How are we friends? How are
Wait. Can you hear that this man is handing people over? Not that I like, I like communism or anything. I don't. But like Mr. Walt, sir. Yeah.
Leave my Walt alone, okay? Okay, we're not getting into another debate. Some of their major cases were the D.B. Cooper hijacking, was Alcatraz breakout, JFK assassination, the Coop diamond theft, Al Capone, and the Mississippi burning. So they solved, there's been a lot of cases. If you actually go on their website, you can see, like, active cases and, like, their active most wanted list. You can, their website, Shame, it does have a lot of information, I won't lie. And each case that they've solved, you can actually go on, like last week we did the Lindbergh baby. I got all my information from the website. The whole case file, you could just read because it's public information.
Case files, because we know what happens to other case files.
Their agents, so it says, an FBI agent, you'll serve in a law enforcement capacity in terms of day-to-day work. This could mean focusing on any of the above three of their missions when we read their mission goals. And there are countless other small jobs you can do, and you'll either be field work or desk work or a combination of the two. And I suppose there's quite a few departments in the FBI. I mean, the criminal minds people are the profilers, and you get, like, the people who work with finance, crimes and stuff like that. I suppose there's quite a bit.
Now with the CIA.
But that's it for the FBI. Now we got the CIA, which is not the same thing. So, the CIA was founded on the 18th of September 1947. So, they're a younger agency than the FBI. It stands for Central Intelligence Agency, and its headquarters is the George Bush Center for Intelligence in Virginia. I've not been there.
Oh, man.
Unfortunately. They have active around 21,000 agents, so they also don't have as many agents. But I feel like the active agents are not their secret spy ones.
I feel like they have more, because they have people all over the world, so...
The world? I know. Yeah. How can you have less when you have so many people everywhere doing your stuff? No. So the CIA, this is also taken from the CIA website. I didn't know the CIA had a website. I really thought it was exactly. secret, but anyway. It has a website. So the CIA is a U.S. government agency that provides objective intelligence on foreign countries and global issues to the president, the National Security Council, and other policymakers to help them make national security decisions, to stop threats before they happen, and further U.S. national security objectives. They collect foreign intelligence, produce, object, analyze, and conduct covert action as directed by the president. They do not make policies, and they are an independent agency. So they're not like a... The FBI is like actual government's organization.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? And they're not a law enforcement agency, which now
Me
I didn't
too,
know that.
Because I've always seen them in movies arresting people and stuff, but they're not allowed to.
That's my thing. Now you're not a government agency and you're not a law enforcement agency and now you arrest people. Do they arrest
people?
I've seen
them in movies.
I thought they just torture.
Yeah.
Okay, I suppose that's true.
No, we can't trust now because the FBI people don't walk in on the investigation and go be taking over.
So their mission is collecting foreign intelligence that matters. Imagine not mattering.
Right.
Imagine you're being seen as not mattering. Producing objective all source analysis. Conducting effective covert action as directed by the president and safeguarding the secrets to help keep their nation safe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they investigate nuclear non-proliferation. I don't know what that means, but okay. Thank you for that. counterterrorism, counterintelligence, foreign organized crime, drug trafficking, and arms control.
The CIA's...
I really thought the CIA was spies.
Aren't they?
Like, real
aren't they
spies.
They spies that can't arrest people.
No, you know what? Can I tell you, though? Like, for me, the fact we even know where their headquarters is a bummer. Because it's supposed to be secret. Why do I know that their headquarters is at this George Bush building?
We don't know where their agents
are. It's supposed to be a secret organization.
But we don't know where their agents are, so...
That is true. No, but they, here's some facts, right? So, they have a Starbucks at their headquarters, but you can't use their names. So, you know, like at Starbucks, you need to get your name called out, but you can't do that. Because you can't know if someone works at the FBI, I mean the CIA. So, they don't use names at that Starbucks, which I thought was quite cool. And most agents don't actually carry weapons. I was like, you are the secret spies and you don't carry weapons. Yeah, what is this?
They probably what? Just like people who gather intel. But they're not allowed to like go in.
But that's so
but that
boring.
Is boring because imagine you seeing this terrorism act happening and now you calling the FBI and the cops because there's nothing you can do.
But I mean, like, I really thought the CIA was more epic.
Me too.
Apparently sometimes they use music as a torture device. That was quite
I wonder whose music they're using. I'd be so offended if it was my song
I think it was Al-Qaeda members or something like that. And then they were playing, because you know, like, Muslims are very, like, religious. So they don't listen to, like, worldly music.
Yeah.
But so they were, like, blasting these, like, really worldly music. And apparently it drove the people insane. Which
That's
I suppose
crazy.
Is actually pretty good. But imagine you sitting in a room by yourself and they play the same annoying song, like Baby Shark, over and over again. My God, I will talk to you. I will tell
you
everything.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I'd be like, listen,
but
this is what happened.
Shut up. Make
this
the music
exactly
stop. I will tell you. Could you imagine? Yeah. And the official motto is, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Isn't that a Bible verse? Or something
yeah.
like that?
Yeah.
So that's the official motto. But I mean, I've heard of like covert CIA things that I mean.
Yeah.
I feel like they're not telling us everything.
No.
Because they're secrets. They're secret agents.
These people are lying to us.
I also feel like they're lying. Some of their major operations include the Bay of Pig invasion, which was a complete failure. And honestly, the dumbest move on their part. They had assassination attempts on Fidel Castro. There's another one called Project Cold Feet. They obviously have their famous black sites. The hunt and capture of Bin Laden and Operation Rubicon, which I think was also a Cold War operation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think what sucks about the CIA is that they go into other countries and they arm rebel forces, but they themselves are not armed most of the time.
Actually, what's happening? No, I'm telling you, the people they're telling us about here, that 21,000 are like the people, the janitors and the people
I
who
believe
do the finances. And these are not our secret agents. I'm telling you. Because that's, that's boring. I refuse to be fed so much and then to get them.
Yeah.
But a CIA agent collects information from a variety of sources and methods and evaluates the intelligence and coordinates with other organizations. That's basically their job. And you can either be you can work in analysis, operations, science and technology, digital or support.
I'm choosing to work at the FBI at this point.
No, me too. But you know what else? Yeah. You see, if you're FBI, you can brag about being in the FBI.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. You can't brag about being in the CIA because you have to keep your mouth shut.
Yeah. It's like, what do you do? Something very important.
Yeah, what happens if you get shot in the CIA? You're going to be like, oh, I was just shot.
Yeah.
It just happened. But FBI, you can be like, oh my word, I was chasing this criminal.
See what I'm saying?
And I did this and I did that.
That is what you want. I'm not going to live this cool life and then, like, not be able to tell everyone.
Exactly.
What is your job? I'm currently unemployed. What? Nah. Nah, I'm not doing that.
I know, I remember I was watching the show, and it was about a lady who worked for the CIA, and then her parents also, they all thought she worked at a museum.
That's boring.
Imagine, your whole family thinks you work at a museum, but you actually see, no. I must be able to brag about my stories, about how I jumped off the roof, and I was running, and then I was in the helicopter.
They'd probably fire me and kill me because I'd tell everyone, do you know what we're working on now? Like, I'd be that person in the CIA that tells everyone.
Do you know we found this drugs in this person's place?
Right.
I'd tell everyone. No, yeah, shame. I would be fired. At least you wouldn't lose the evidence.
Yeah. Mm.
But what we're going to do now is we actually found an FBI test. So if you pass the test, it says you're good enough to be an agent. So we're going to play the video and we're going to see if Nolene and I are worthy of being FBI agents.
Hopefully.
Let's see what this is. Oh, we haven't watched it before, by the way.
Yeah, no. Don't want to cheat.
So it says top secret. Wow.
Not really. It's on YouTube.
See if you can pass the FBI special agent test. Apparently, it's one of the hardest jobs to get into and less than 5% of applicants are accepted. Damn.
I'll be so angry if
Is it that hard to get in? Is it that hard to get in?
Right.
So I thought you just had to go to like Quantico, do some push-ups and pull-ups and fire a gun the next.
I watched a show called Quantico, but it was about the CIA agency. Now I don't believe anything I watched on that show.
Okay, let's see what this says. Answering a number of questions can show if a candidate has the natural potential to be an agent.
All right.
Let's see what it says. Okay, can this video... Shame, it gives you a long time to read. Would you be one of the few...
It is.
...who nailed this test? I don't know. So it says, number one, two pills. Okay.
Okay.
So it says a serial killer kidnapped people and made them take one of two pills. One was harmless and the other was poisonous.
Mm-hmm.
Whichever pill a victim took, the serial killer took the other one. Each time the victims died and the serial killer survived.
What on earth?
Wait, what does that say? How did the killer always get away with a harmless pill? I don't know. That's too short. Wait. I've seen this. This was on a Sherlock Holmes episode, but I forgot how he solved it. What do you think?
I think he always gave them harmless pills. Like both pills were harmless, but then he probably got into the person's head and made them believe it wasn't harmless, so they died anyway.
I think like you do like reverse psychology.
Yeah.
So they take the pill and then you're like, are you sure?
Yeah.
And then they take the other pill and then that's the actual one that they die.
Let's see what the answer is. Yeah.
I don't know. Let's see what it says. Answer. Both pills were harmless. The poison was in the glass of water.
Freak.
Okay, beverages. That's number two, by the way.
Yeah.
A man and a woman went to a restaurant for dinner, and while they were waiting for the main dish, she ordered 5 drinks with ice because it was very hot. The woman drank 4 of them all at once, while the man only drank 1. After a while, the man became ill and died. The doctor said that all the drinks were poisoned. How is the woman still alive? The poison was in the ice, and she drank it too fast for the ice to melt, so the poison didn't go into the actual drink.
Drinks, yeah. Yep, that's it.
Okay. Let's see if I'm right. This thing takes long.
Right.
Okay, it says... The poison was in the ice!
Yes!
Guys, I'm telling you! I can't believe I guessed that. Okay, 3, cassettes. That's his cassette, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Imagine a scene, a man was found dead, he has a pistol in his hand and a cassette recorder next to him. Okay. The detective pressed the play button and listened to the message and it said, I am tired of this life and decided to stop my pain and suffering. And then a shot follows. Somehow the detective doesn't believe that it was a suicide. Oh, I know how this happened. Do you want to guess? Do you know how it happened?
The person probably made him record it and then shot him.
Yes, but the reason you can tell that is because a cassette tape has to be wound back to be able to play.
Oh,
so the fact that he could just press play
play, yeah.
Means that someone else winded the recording.
Yeah.
And he couldn't, actually an FBI agent. I'm telling you. Let's see if I'm right. Come on. Answer. If the man killed himself, how could he have rewound the cassette tape to the beginning?
Yeah.
Christmas mystery.
Yay! Oh, okay.
Let's see this one. The music is so dramatic. A detective was on duty during the Christmas holidays, and on the morning of December 25th, he went on a call. He rang the doorbell, and a minute later, a sleepy house owner opened it. Okay. The detective said, "Your neighbor says that yesterday on Christmas Eve, he came to your place for a party, and while he was here, you broke into his house and stole some valuable items." That's random. The owner replied, "That's not true. Nice. Our family celebrated Christmas Eve at our friend's place. We barely had time to decorate our Christmas tree." What? The detective said, "No worries. It's quite obvious for me that your neighbor is a liar." I'm confused. I don't understand what it asked. What do you think?
I think it's how he knows that the guy's a liar.
But how? I'm confused.
But the Christmas tree is decorated.
I'm confused. I don't know this one.
I don't know.
Answer. The Christmas tree lights are unplugged and actually missing one bulb. They wouldn't work without it. Okay?
So?
It was clear for the detective that the owner was telling the truth. He had decorated the tree in such a hurry he didn't check to see whether the lights were working or not. Huh? Okay. That one wasn't fun. I don't like that one. Okay, number five. Look at the picture. So there's...
Oh, I've seen one of these before.
Two women and a baby. There are two ladies in a room who are sitting opposite each other while a little boy plays on the floor. Study the image well. Okay.
Okay.
Who do you think is the real mother of the child? Oh, I don't know.
Who's the mother? I think the lady with the green dress. I'd say the lady with the green dress.
Just your reasoning.
Because she's ready at any moment if anything happens. She's leaned forward in her chair. So she's ready at any moment if anything happens to the child. Her legs are not crossed, so she's able to quickly. And then the other lady's like back in her seat, her legs are crossed.
And
her
she's got flats on.
Yeah.
So
I said the lady with the green dress. Yeah.
Okay, let's see what this is. Let's see if we get it right. Answer. The mother is the child is the lady on the left. Yes. There we go.
Yay.
We got that one. Yes, go no lean.
Yay.
Wow. Who knew? Apparently her posture is protective because she's slightly bent forward. That's what it meant.
Yeah.
That's actually quite interesting.
Yeah.
It is a natural for small children to face their mother while playing. Ah, that's also clever.
Ah, freak.
Damn. Shows how much you can get while reading a room.
Yeah.
Well, how many were there? Six? We got 4 out of 6.
Yay!
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
We could be FBI agents. Yes. Let's do it, man. Well, I suppose that was actually a pretty interesting episode. I mean, I know the difference between the CIA and the FBI. So next time we talk about them on the show, I won't be completely blind.
Yeah.
And me and Nolene are now qualified FBI agents.
Thank you very much. We won't lose any time.
You know where to find us. But I think we can leave it at that.
No mourning, no funerals.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.
Enjoying the Active FM shows? Well, then and catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate, find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.